This morning, there is a word beginning with P that we're going to be thinking about all the way through, and this word is promises. We've got a picture on the screen here. We all make promises, don't we? Sometimes you get to the front of the queue and you realize, hang on, you've got no money. And so you have to borrow money from someone else, and if your friends are like my friends, you have to promise you're going to give it back. So sometimes we promise that we're going to pay the money back, and sometimes it's for a small thing, something we're buying in a shop. Sometimes when you're grown up, you promise to pay back lots of money to help buy a house or a car or something else. So anyway, we're always making promises. And then the next picture, we've got a different kind of promise. This is a very everyday promise. We promise we're going to be somewhere at a certain time, or we promise we're going to do something for a certain time. Someone asks you to do something, you say, look, I'm not going to do it just now, but I promise I'll do it before dinner time or bedtime or the end of the day or before Christmas or whatever it is. And we promise that we'll do things at a certain time. Do people always keep these kinds of promises? Well, usually people try, or at least you hope they're going to try, but sometimes people forget to pay back the money. Sometimes they don't arrive on time. And then I guess some of you will make other kinds of promises. I wonder what kind of promises you might have made. If you can think of a promise that you've made, maybe you could put your hand up and we might hear some examples. Let's hear down here. What kind of a promise have you made?
I made a promise with my friend that I would play Tig with him.
Okay, so he promised his friend that he would play Tig with him. And did you keep the promise?
Yeah.
He kept the promise. That's great. What other kind of promises do people make? Well, let's get one more over here. What kind of promise have you made? Okay, so he made a promise about getting a new app, and he said he was going to wait until Monday. And did you keep the promise?
Yes.
Yes. Great. And what other kinds of promises do people make? What's this? What's the answer here?
You promised to marry them.
I promised to marry them. I didn't promise to marry you, but I did promise to marry someone. And so we all make different kinds of promises. But we don't just want to think when we're in church about my promises, or your promises, or your promises, or anybody's promises that's here. We want to think about someone else's promises. We want to think about the promises that Jesus made. Here's one of Jesus's promises that he said to his friends and all the people who followed after him. He said this, be sure of this. This means you can take this as a promise. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. He didn't say it would always be easy, but he said he would always be with his friends and his followers. And unlike us, because sometimes we don't keep our promises, we're late, we don't pay back the money, or whatever it is, Jesus always keeps his promises. And that's really good news, because a promise that isn't kept isn't much of a promise, but a promise that is kept forever is a wonderful thing. So that's to get us started thinking about promises.
Yes?
Are you coming? The children are all ready and so am I. Come on, get your coat on.
I can't, Sue. I simply have to get this done.
But you promised. You said we'd all go to the zoo today, together.
I know, but I didn't know then that Steve would be sick and off work for 2 weeks. Go on without me. We'll all do something together on another day.
That's what you said last week when we were all going to go to the monkey exhibition at the museum.
I'm sure the kids understand.
Do they?
Well, they have to. It's not like I'm only their father. I have other responsibilities. They have to understand that.
Of course. It's only that you promised. You're their father and you're the minister. If you don't keep your promise, how are they going to know that promises matter?
I'm sorry. Just explain to them, will you?
Of course. Bye. Okay, you two, we're off. Dad's not going to be able to come after all. He's got some urgent work that has to be done.
He promised he would come with us today.
I know, but he can't help it. Steve's off sick, so he's going to have to do the services on Sunday.
He didn't come last week.
I know, but he has been very busy. I'm sure he would come with us if he could.
I bet he won't come to our school concert either.
So thank you very much for doing that. Now, I hope you were listening because and thinking about it, because I'm going to ask you questions now. How do you think those children felt when they discovered that their dad wasn't going to go to the zoo with them? Yes.
Disappointed.
Yes, they were disappointed. Anything else? Yes. What was that?
Annoyed.
Yeah, I think they were. They were a bit cross, weren't they? Anything else? Yes.
Sad.
They were upset because they were looking forward to all going out together. So just because Dad broke his promise, we've got two people who are disappointed and who are a bit cross and who are upset. And I think Mum felt the same. I think she was a bit cross too. And she was going to have to go with the children who weren't very happy and cheer them up and have a good day nevertheless. And this is what happens when we break our promises. People get upset. Now, who can tell me what the last thing was that that girl said? The very last thing at the end. Yes. I bet he won't come to our concert. That's right. So she didn't trust her dad now to keep his promises, did she? She thought, oh, he said he'll come to our concert. But I can't trust him to do that. So that's the other thing that happens when you don't keep promises. People don't trust you. And it's very important that we have friends and people that we can trust to keep their promises. Now, those are the sort of promises that we make every day. Yes, I'll do this, and yes, I'll do that. There are other big promises, and Tim's going to come up again now. And he has something really big, which is hidden at the back here. Let's see what he's got. Wow, what's he got there? Yes?
A £20 note,
that's right. A very large £20 note. And which bank does it say at the top? Can you read that? Yes, the Royal Bank of Scotland. So Tim is the Royal Bank of Scotland. And he's holding this money up for us. Now, why is money important? Why is it important we have money? Yes.
So we can buy
anything. We need money to buy things. What else do we need money for? Somebody else want to put their hand up? What happens when you go on the bus? You wouldn't get far without any money unless you're ancient like me, and then you're quite all right. You can go for nothing. But when you're young like you are, you need money. You need money for all sorts of things. And big businesses and big places like hospitals and these all need money to run. They've got to have money. Now, I want somebody to come up and read some small print on this note. Let's have, what about a scout? Have we got any scouts here? Scouts? Yes, right. A scout to read the small print.
At their head.
No, this bit.
They are on the van.
promised to pay the bearer on demand £20. So all this money depends on a promise. The Royal Bank promises to pay the bearer on demand £20. So all the money that we have and that we spend all depends on the promise that the bank will honor that money and that the bank has enough money to cover it all. Now that's a thought, isn't it? All our money depends on the bank doing what they promise, not just the Royal Bank, but other banks as well. And we just take it for granted that we can spend our money, don't we? But let me tell you that about 9 years ago now, we all got a horrible fright because the banks didn't have enough money. So a lot of people, millions of people, got very worried and very upset that they weren't going to have any money. And the government had to step in and find some and get the banks going again. But as a result, people didn't really trust the banks. And it's only now that perhaps we're getting to trust them a bit more because they're behaving themselves a bit better and they have a bit more money to cover everything. But just think, that's all based on that promise there that the Royal Bank promises to pay. So that's a big promise that really, really matters. But all promises matter. Just remember that if you break a promise, you perhaps be upsetting people. But also, they won't be able to trust you anymore because they'll think that you're going to break other promises too. Thank you, Tim.